About the next one,
Lynn. I Want You to Stay. Cute little pop song. Been two or three different songs in its history. Now it's this one.
Right. It's also a 45 that we actually put out a few years ago, an actual 45
vinyl.
On vinyl, which you can still purchase if you want to on Bandcamp. It sounds good. I Want You to Stay. Clock.
Kick it.
Chase the fear, or come here to me instead.
told you, but it really wasn't true. Love is here, love is there, love the way you toss your hair.
Why should I believe in you? Love is here, love is there, love the crazy atmosphere. You to stay. I spent so much time chasing you away. I want you to, I want you to, I want you to, I want you to stay. We've got company.
We have someone squeezing.
Arresting us for parking in.
Squeezing in.
This next little number we're going to do
look out for the hip.
Is called While Rome Burns. Now, this one here is an unreleased song. This is a world debut, WMFO exclusive.
That's right.
We're working on a new album. As yet untitled, with this band you're hearing right now.
It is not a disco album.
It's not a disco album, but it might be by the time. especially with Clark on drums. But hey, this is called When Rome Burns.
of our disco
We are fiddling while Rome burns.
The heat is complete.
All right, so we're going to go from, well, first of all, who are we? On my right, we've got Steve Gilligan, the legendary Steve Gilligan on bass. Ha. We've got Paul Zablotsky on keys. We've got Tommy Hostage, also legendary, on guitar with that crazy wah-wah. Clark Goodpaster on kit.
Hello.
Yay, Clark. We've got Mr. John Macy, my songwriting partner and harmonizer, to my left. I myself am Lynn Shipley. We're going to go from a disco song to a quiet little contemplative number about arson. Take away dreams, take away a thousand miles, go to extremes, climb through your bolted window, slip down your hall, you give away half a chance, I'm taking it all. Whispers your name. You tell me I'm crazy for playing this game. Fire on the cellar stair, fire in the wall. Take away, forgive me. Take away, recall. Say thank you, first of all, to WMFO for having us here today and for being an incredible supporter of local music. We really have been treated unbelievably well here, and we love coming on and doing the studio interviews and hanging out with your DJs. I think it's Kirsten today in the booth right now. Is that correct? Thank you, Kirsten.
Yes, it is. You're welcome.
And so we just are really appreciative. It's not that easy being a band anymore. There's a lot of attention. There's a lot of competition for attention, and we really appreciate what WMFO does for local bands. And thank you to everybody who's listening. If you're listening, if you're not listening, you don't know. So here we are to play for you, and we're glad you're out there.
So this next one's called Jamie. That's on our second. Most of these songs you're hearing can be purchased. They can be bought. Bandcamp, CD Baby, whatever, Amazon, you know, the whole bit, Apple Music.
We also have a YouTube channel with music and videos.
Lots of videos. But no video of this one. Anyway, this is called Jamie. Gonna take me on, no, in a heartbeat I'd be long gone. You could track me down at the speed of sound, you could race from town to town. You just don't see what you just don't see. I'm not gonna follow you down.
not the same.
Well now, Jamie, we're just not the same.
This one should really be in honor of Randall Lee Gibson IV. That was his favorite song.
Yes, we'll send this one out to Randall. We wrote this one a few years ago. It's the opening song on our second album. Maybe we were living in the delusion that what we were singing about would disappear. But actually, it's worse. Thank you. It's worse, it's worse, and it's more worse. But
more worser.
We are a band where we thought to send out a positive energy into the world. And
peace and love.
And this is a song called We Want Love. Inside joke, you're a broken record in the lost and found.
I'm an open window in a world of sound. We want love, we don't want you. We want love, we don't want you.
You push the button, you blow the deal, you take advantage of things that aren't even real. Your funeral pie, you climb over my fence, I'll slip under your wife.
We want love, we don't want you.
Ah, you sleep over here in the evening, you'll be gone before morning.
We don't want you. Close our little show here. Stick around. There's many, many good musicians coming up on this live day at MFO. We are Hummingbird Syndicate. Another song from our next coming album, which we have not put out yet, obviously. Well, obvious to us. It's called Bring the Rain.
Bring the freighted train, bring the remedy that'll ease my pain. Bring the stars, bring them in fast cars, bring anything to tell me who you are.
In 100 years you cry a million tears.
Anyone can see what no one ever hears.
A train rolls by, not a whisper or a sigh. Bring the rain, bring the freighted train, bring the remedy that'll ease my pain. Bring the stars, bring them in fast cars. Bring anything to tell me who you are.
Okay, well, that was Hummingbird Syndicate. So lovely to hear their music. A lot of the songs that they played are off of their latest recording, Sound Plus Light. But let me tell you, hearing these songs perform live is just an amazing experience. So anytime you have the opportunity, go do it. Before I continue on with the next musician here on Live Day on 91.5 FM WMFO, I just want to remind you that if you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford. And because I get the aviary section, I have Alan Williams here, who will also share with us some information about his project Birdsong at Morning. But in the meantime, let's hear some music.
Thank you. For crying out loud, won't you turn down that radio? I'm drowning in the sound of things that I don't need to know. I'm giving you a warning.
Nothing like starting a song by saying turn down your radio when you're on live radio. A thought that occurred to me only after I said it. So yeah, my name's Alan Williams, and playing some songs off my most recent record, which is called Currents. That's one of those tracks. The next song I'm going to play actually came from an album that I made 20 odd years ago and then decided not to release, and drug it out, finished it off, or reworked it, as it were. And instead of calling it Evidence, I called it Evidence Unearthed. This was a song from it. It's called Aniston.
In Aniston, the sun burns hot all day. And yellow weeds take root in blood-red clay. Kids all play in rusted cars and keep their pennies in a mason jar, saving for the day that chance will come to take them far away from Aniston.
Switch up here. So, occupy your moments if you will.
Are you able to switch and talk at the same time?
One would hope. I can talk and shout at the same time. So.
I'm going to be your spokesperson because I understand that you've got a project going on with your previous recordings, Birdsong at Morning.
Right.
And I love this idea of re-releasing them every 3 months. Kind of seasonal. It's kind of a seasonal practice.
Yeah, it's interesting. The first Birdsong stuff was we put them out as six-song EPs. And the notion was we would gather them all together in one, back in the day, box set. So they still exist as sort of individual ideas, but they were sort of meant to be chapters in a book, as it were. So after those came out, I got really into immersive audio, surround sound stuff. So all the Birdsong stuff afterwards exists in surround and stereo, etc. But the first round doesn't. So in the interim, of course, they've come up with Dolby Atmos. So I realized, you know what I should do? Let's go back in, rework those records, make them Dolby Atmos so that then the triangle can fly around your head or whatever is important to you. And but at the same time, get a chance to kind of maybe tweak the mixes a little bit. Because when you're, if you're an obsessive musician, engineer as I am, then you always want to remix your record the day after you put it out and continually wish to do that. So anyway, we're doing that.
Okay.
And I think that first Birdsong will probably be out late August and then every 3 months for the next year after that.
We'll be looking for it.
Thank you. It'll hopefully be there. Let's see. I'm going to do, why not? I'll do a Birdsong song. So my name is Alan Williams, but I also have a band, Birdsong at Morning, and interchangeably work from different material. This is a song about paranoia, jumbled thoughts. Is a song that I was initially reluctant to put on the album because it seemed it seemed like maybe Celine Dion might actually do a better version than I would, and I had these bad visions of the Celine Dion chest bump, fist in the air, big chorus moment. So anyway, but I did decide to put it on the album. And, you know, I hear Celine Dion has canceled her tour. So if there are any Celine Dion fans out there and you want to buy my album as a substitute, this might one day have been on her album. Anyway, it's called Before I Wake Up.
I know I've crossed a line. I've crossed it time and time again. Space.
I didn't see any chest fist bump moments in the audience, but nonetheless.
Yes, thank you.
Shall I be your spokesperson while you're changing guitars again?
Please.
I didn't hear Ms. Dion as much as I heard her Canadian influence.
Okay. You know, I'll go with that.
There's nothing wrong with Celine Dion.
No, a professional performer indeed.
Indeed.
Would not disparage her one iota.
No, and the thing is, I guess, you know, it's like, it feels like the gesture that I think we all can envision.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little theatrical, but I have a feeling for her, like she can't, like that's just a natural
well,
thing
and
do,
as right? an audience right now, I was stunned by the ease in which you hit your higher range without the dramatics that go along with it. So it felt very beautiful, meditative, and also you just seem to have such ease in your range. It was really a pleasure to be able to be a part of this.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure to hear you say those very kind things. Thank you very much. let's see what's going on here. I'm going to do one more song, I think, and let's see. By the way, I am a professor at the University of Massachusetts Lowell, so while I'm here on Tufts territory, although I did teach a couple of semesters in the X College here, so I have a little bit of Tufts teaching history. But the interesting thing for me as a Lowellian is that the radio station for UMass Lowell, WUML, shares the same frequency as WMFO.
Right.
And as I was driving in today, I had the pleasure of hearing one fade into the other. Just around 128, as you're climbing the hills, you get to hear a little bit of both worlds collide. I feel like I'm a world colliding of my own here. But I got to say, as soon as I came down the hills towards Medford, man, the band that was playing sounded amazing. Like, just great playing, great sound. I just think hats off to the MFO Live Day, because I think it's quite an undertaking you're trying to do here, and it's amazing as an audience member. I just want to
thank you.
That
it is
there.
A joy and a privilege to have you all here, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. So, my name's Alan Williams. I do have a website, alanwilliamsevidence.com. You can find the music out there, either under my name or Birdsong at Morning. I thought I'd do one. This is a song that I probably will stumble through the lyrics because I always do, but it's a bit of a free association song about people with delusions of grandeur. It's sung from the point of view of someone so deluded. It's called Think of the Night.
Sadness comes.